Washburn, brother and sister, F.A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 3, 1905. My dear brother and sister in affliction, we can sympathize with you, although at a distance from you. I would say, do not give up hope, but cling to the promise. Ask, and ye shall receive. John 16, verse 24. Yet do not feel discouraged if he who can do the work of healing, he who knows the end from the beginning, permits his child to die, to rise in the morning of the resurrection. Say, not my will, but thine, O God, be done. Luke 22, verse 42. The Lord understands what is to come upon our world. The end of all things is at hand. My brother, do not become discouraged. Do all you can on your part, and then trust in the Lord. This is the worst part of the year. Have courage in the Lord. If your wife falls under the affliction, remember that there is a future life. The last trump will call forth all who have received Christ, believed in him, and trusted in him for salvation. My dear sister, we will pray for you. You have our sympathy. We shall present your case to the great physician. I understand that this has already been done. Hold fast to the hand of him who can bless and heal if he sees that it is for your present and eternal good. And now, my brother and sister, while you are both alive, take this precious time to appropriate by faith to yourselves the precious promises of the Word of God. I am thankful that you are both presenting yourselves as humble seekers for the pardon of all sin. This is your privilege. Do not disbelieve. The precious Savior is ever touched with human woe, and he will be found of all who seek him with all the heart and mind and soul, believing his promises, made as a sure pledge of pardon and full forgiveness to all who repent of their backslidings. Make an entire surrender. Our precious Savior has given his life for the sins of the world, and has pledged his word that he will save all who come to him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. These are the conditions of gaining eternal life. Comply with them, and your hope is secured, whether you live or die. Trust in the soul-saving Redeemer. Cast your helpless soul upon him, and he will accept and bless and save you. Only believe. Receive him with all your heart, and know that he wants you to win the crown of life. Let this be your greatest and most earnest request. Make an entire surrender, and he will cleanse you from every pollution and make you vessels unto honor. You may be washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. Thus you gain the victory. Thus you become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruptions that are in the world through lust. Walk in the light while ye have the light. John 12, verse 35. Open the eyes of your understanding, and you will see the pathway. It will be plainly defined to your spiritual vision. This pathway is sure to lead you through the straight gate that leads to the city of God. Oh, how many are walking in the darkness of the broad road! The Christian's hope is the only hope that will never disappoint the seeker. The path that Christ has marked out is the only path which will lead to the mansions that he has gone to prepare for all who love him and serve him with all the capabilities of heart and mind and soul. In faith, hold fast. Your sister in Christ.